It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here are some of the scenarios forecasters are worried about as Hurricane Ike churns through the Gulf Coast of Texas. 25-foot waves, winds at more than 100 miles per hour, and devastating flooding in Houston, the country's fourth largest city. Nearly a million coastal residents were ordered to evacuate in advance of the hurricane, which is so wide, its winds reach nearly 40% of the Gulf. The powerful storm is expected to come ashore late today or early tomorrow south of Galveston, Texas, as a Category 3 hurricane. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Galveston now and joins us on the line. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Renee.
What are you seeing?
It's this very incongruous sight because the sky is blue and clear, and just a few yards away from me is the ocean, which I have never seen look like this before. I mean, it's almost tempting to give it attributes. It looks angry. It looks ferocious. I mean, you see these monstrous waves rolling in and smashing up against the seawall, sending up these vertical walls of muddy brown water and washing up all of this debris on the road that runs right along the ocean shore. As one guy said to me, there used to be a beach here. And we're seeing this about 24 hours before the storm is supposed to make landfall. I mean, driving into Galveston, there were already roads and yards that were flooded. We were seeing things underwater the day before the storm hits, when the sky is still blue. And so given that this is the scene right here now, you can just imagine what the city is going to look like tomorrow and why officials have been so strong in saying that the city needs to evacuate. There should be a mandatory evacuation here.
Well, so strong that they use some pretty strong language warning residents of that small area that they would face certain death.
Certain death, exactly. Certain death to people who stay there. Although, as I'm sitting here in this gas station parking lot, I can see at least a dozen people just kind of standing, taking pictures of the water. And I've been talking to a lot of these people saying, why are you still here? You know, did you hear the phrase certain death? And you know, they have all kinds of reasons for staying. Some say that they still plan to leave, although as roads start to flood when the day goes on, that's going to become more and more difficult. Officials are saying people should have already left if they were going to leave. But then other people have, you know, in some cases, really heartbreaking stories for why they're here. I met one man who said his wife died on Monday, and he said he's not going to leave until he has a chance to bury her. The funeral was supposed to happen this weekend, and it's been postponed. I met another guy who said he evacuated during Hurricane Rita. He had just finished working the night shift and was told to evacuate, and he told me he spent 21 hours stuck in traffic before he finally pulled over at the side of the road and decided he couldn't do it. So that was his reason for sticking around this time.
You drove in from Houston just this morning, and interestingly, in Houston, officials are saying stay put.
Right. As you mentioned, Houston is America's fourth largest city. It is a logistical nightmare to try to evacuate it, and officials have made kind of a calculated gamble here to not evacuate the entire city. People in mobile homes, people in low-lying areas, in areas that are prone to flooding, are being told they should get out, but the rest of the city is pretty much hunkering down. When we checked into the hotel last night, we were told there were no empty rooms. A lot of these, I think, are people from Galveston, from Houston, who are deciding not to flee the city and who are going to ride out the storm there.
And maybe it's important to know, you mentioned the fellow who couldn't get away from Rita in 2005. This is because so many people died trying to flee Houston, many more than in the actual hurricane, the actual storm.
Right. There was a terrible traffic accident that killed 20 people. I mean, the evacuation, as you say, was worse than the storm itself.
And just briefly, Ari, what can you tell us about where the storm is heading?
Well, it's a huge storm. It's coming ashore, they say, probably early tomorrow morning, right about where we are now in Galveston. We're going to be getting out of the city in a couple of hours. And because of its size, just an enormous swath of the Gulf Coast is under a hurricane watch or tropical storm warnings, stretch all the way to Mexico. And as it comes ashore, they're saying there will be both wind and heavy rain. Some storms tend to be one or the other. They're saying this one will be both. And, you know, expecting all the usual roofs to come off, flooding, windows potentially smashed in, and massive power loss we could be seeing across the Gulf over the next couple of days.
Take care of yourself then, Ari.
Thanks. Will do.
NPR's Ari Shapiro speaking to us from Galveston, Texas.